This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. And if you're sad the World Cup is over, hey, there's baseball. Major League Baseball's All-Star Game takes place tomorrow. It's the halfway point of the season, and the good news for MLB is that TV ratings are up. The bad news, league-wide attendance is down compared to last season. Marketplace's Andy Uhler went to find out why.
Minute Maid Park in Houston, Texas. It's noon, 95 degrees. Hundreds of people are lined up at the box office for tickets to watch their Astros take on the Oakland A's. Jason Hilbert's here with his three-year-old son, James. He's a public school teacher who grew up in Houston.
For me, you know, I have 3 months off out of the year, and the rest of the year I'm kind of looking after other people's children, so this is just an opportunity for me to spend time with my family and actually come out to the ballpark.
League-wide, average tickets will set you back about 3% more than it did last year, according to Team Marketing Report, a trade publication. For the cheap seats, that's just over $32 a ticket. Hilbert says that doesn't include all the other stuff he shells out for at the ballpark, like Cokes, hot dogs, maybe a beer. It adds up, so he tries to economize.
I bought these tickets through Groupon, and I think I paid like $13.
Hilbert loves the atmosphere at the stadium, high-fiving strangers after a base hit, singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game in the seventh inning stretch. Plus, the Astros are on a tear. They won the World Series last year and have one of the best records in baseball so far this year.
Prior to the last 2 years, I haven't seen attendance like this probably in 15 years or so.
According to Major League Baseball, the Astros' gate numbers have gone up more than any of the other 30 teams in the league. It's great news for the Astros, but it's not the norm. Maury Brown tracks attendance for the research and analytics company BizBall. He says attendance league-wide is down about 6.5% from last year. And the actual attendance is probably lower. Brown says the official attendance figures aren't necessarily the exact number of people who turn up. In fact, a game that's deemed a sellout could have hundreds of empty seats.
The numbers that you hear and see in the box score are the tickets that are sold, and therefore those that are bought up by secondary ticket brokers or from season ticket holders that don't go to games if the weather's bad, those people are not accounted for at the games.
The league blames much of this year's drop in attendance on the weather, and it's got a point. In the first 3 weeks of the season, bad weather caused 25 games to be postponed. Rainouts aside, though, Brown says improvements in home viewing are also keeping fans out of the stands.
Television has gotten much better in terms of its form factor, in terms of theater aspect ratio, and the fact that you can augment that with additional statistics or a second window with your computer, it does make it a lot easier to stay at home.
That's exactly what Greg Stovall does most game nights. He's an avid baseball fan, grew up in Arlington, Texas, home of the Texas Rangers. He remembers going to the games with his brother and grandfather, but even when he watches at home, he's still got his rituals.
A lot of times I'll turn the game on and then I'll turn the audio on to listen to the radio broadcast, but watch the game.
Stovall says he still gets to a few Rangers games a year, loves taking his 12-year-old daughter, Anna. He wants his kid to have the same great experiences he had as a child, but, you know, he says it's different now.
Doing it online, doing it through internet, doing it through your smart TV, and us being lazy, you know, people take advantage of that. So maybe there's your answer as far as why ticket sales are down.
But maybe this year is just a blip. Major League Baseball says more than 72 million fans have turned out to the ballpark each year for the past 14 straight seasons. I'm Andy Uhler for Marketplace.